It's not that different feeling from yesterday after the game. Disappointment is clearly there. We wasted a good opportunity in front of our home crowd. Didn't play well enough to earn the right to win. Thought last week all three phases contributed, and this week was the exact opposite. And we're obviously all accountable for that. The fact we didn't start the game the way we needed to hurt us. Slow start with a lot of little mistakes, and those mistakes added up. You know, when we started to play well later, but when you get down three scores, you leave yourself no margin for error. I do like the way we got back into the game and fought to the end. Offense made some plays, defense forced a turnover, came up with two stops to give us a chance to tie the game. But this, again, the start that we had just put us in too big of a hole. It's extremely difficult to win in this league under those circumstances. So we have to handle today much like we did after the Jets loss. You know, bunker in, look each other in the eye, admit our mistakes, and get them corrected. A lot more opportunities coming our way, but the focus has to be in our prep so we can be confident in what we're doing. We just have to make sure that we're, you know, I spoke to the team about today, we're just not that team that's going to be at the opposite extremes. You know, we don't play well, and then we rally back and then play well, and then as a result of that, then we fall. You know, we take a step backwards. The psyche of a football team cannot be fragile, and that's something that we need to work on. As far as injuries, Craig Robertson's the only player we think will take some time with his ankle sprain. We'll see how he responds. We'll have a much better idea on Wednesday. Joe and Gip will both be day-to-day with their injuries. We'll see how the response to treatment goes and hopeful that they don't miss significant time preparing for this week. And K-1 is still in the concussion protocol. I'll open it up.
What troubles you most about the way the defense is playing?
It's the missed tackles. There were 14 that we charted yesterday. And it's you know, we do a lot, you know, how we play blocks and how we get to the ball, how we fly to the ball. We get guys in a position to make tackles at the point of attack, and when you miss them, that's hard to handle. I don't know the exact total yardage that led to. But when I look at yesterday, and I have to, you know, say one thing defensively, that would be it.
Overall, I thought he missed throws deep. I mean, he said he wasn't happy with how he threw the ball deep. But overall, I'm hanging in the pocket with a lot of pressure on him.
He did. It was a windy day. I know the one long ball he would have wanted to have back to I think it was to Gabe. The one to Travis, I thought Travis relaxed a little bit and pulled away from the guy late. He wasn't primary in the read. But I think overall he showed what he's capable of doing. You know, and hopefully that he'll only get better and learn from some of the situations that came up yesterday.
When you looked at the film of the interception, did you think he should have just gone to Barnage?
Well, to me, the coverage that we anticipated, the route was if you read the backside, if he squeezes Barnage, then you go to Duke. And I don't know whether he felt, you know, that there was a big enough window there to get it to Travis. But that's the read on that coverage. And I think he, seeing the film, I'm sure, regrets not just letting the progression take care of itself. Backside defender squeezed it, and he had Duke leaking out.
You just talked to Josh and Josh McCown in the locker room, and I said, "Is it no big deal? Were you aware that happened at all during the game? Do you think it had any impact on his throwing ability?"
Yeah, I knew he got hit, but I you know, it didn't appear to. To any of us, that it had a significant impact.
Yeah, I know. Of course, you don't want to ever miss any tackles, but what is acceptable is probably not the right word, but what is a number that you could realistically live?
Less than a handful.
out well when watching the film?
Danny Shelton continues to play at a very high level. He was impressive. Tremont's been very consistent. He gives up some throws every now and again, but it's rarely for a big one. Offensively, Malcolm, in his limited role, has done some good things for us. Duke did some good things as well. I think Gary Barnage has been very much under the radar this year as far as his tight ends, but he gets open, he catches the ball, he makes big plays. You know, I think he had 3 third down conversions, including a touchdown and a fourth down conversion. So he's been one of our go-to guys as well. But our receivers, I think at times, you know, when the ball's where it should be, I think they've made plays. I mean, Hartline, you know, added another circus catch that forced another team to challenge it and ended up being ruled a catch. So I think that group's done a nice job overall.
Speaking of which, Bowe wasn't on the injury list all week and he didn't play. So what's the story? Is he going to play?
He's going to play. It's a long year. The decision came down with from a number standpoint, with K1 being down, that number was needed on the defense and particularly on the special teams part of it. So Dwayne will help us, but he's just not there yet. You know, the setback that he suffered during training camp, it's just hard to make those reps up, especially now that we're in a practice week. And you know, we're hopeful we'll get him out there and he'll contribute as we expect him to.
Mike, he's been in the league a long time. I mean, how much catch does this guy need?
Well, it is a new system, but I think it might be a little bit more physical at this point than it is. You know, it's a combination, but it's just as much or more the physical than it is as it is the mental.
Mike, I know you don't. He was guaranteed a lot of money in his contract as a free agent, which would imply big things were expected of him. You're getting nothing from him, basically.
No. Like I said, it's a long season. It hasn't started out the way that we've all, including Dwayne, that we've wanted it to. But we're confident that we'll get him contributing here sooner than later.
Yesterday you mentioned, you know, Joe Hayden, your best cornerback and their best receiver after the game. Then we talked to Joe. He said that he suffered the rib injury on the first play. Were you aware of that at the time when you kind of said that?
I didn't know it was the first play. No, I mean there are some throws when you look at it, and Joe gets the sometimes the job of having to cover the X receiver, the single receiver a lot, and with a lot of the defenses that we play, the ball's going to go there, and there are times when the ball's thrown well and the routes run well those are hard to defend, but there are some plays I think Joe would want to have back, and I was, you know, proud that he battled through the injury the way that he did. And if there's anybody that we're ultra confident will stay positive and bounce back, it's Joe Hayden.
On the fumble punt, on replay, it looked like Gilbert might have rushed him or been so close to him. Was he out of position or was he in the right spot?
I wouldn't say he was out of position. I mean, we work with our punt returners all the time. Sometimes we guys getting pushed into them. There's traffic around them. Guys flying by. You know, there's no rule about that. You know, like there was in the past. I think that's a ball Travis agrees that you know he needed to hold on to.
When you look at the running game, is it different on each play? One play, a guy didn't make the right cut. I mean, I know you didn't run the ball very much, but. Is it a run blocking issue, a running issue? What's going on?
It's a lot of little things. And I think Crow missed some runs yesterday. I think the most obvious one was the one on the goal line. He just stays outside the fullback. He goes in standing up. So that one was tough because we ended up having to kick the field goal on that drive after we had the penalty on fourth down.
In what areas do you expect the backup quarterback to improve during a game when he's on the
Similar to in practice, putting themselves through the reps. They hear the play call. They can read the defense from the sideline, at least get a sense of what the coverage is. and take themselves through the play mentally, knowing what the, especially on the some of our runs are checked, so they should know, listening to the play call, what direction what run it should go to based on the look, and from a pass concept standpoint, the ability to read the coverage from field level and know where the football is supposed to go, and then be very interactive with the coordinator, with the quarterback that's out there, with the coordinator, with the quarterback coach in between series, and any information that they can provide obviously is helpful.
Mike, you guys have been open about the plan to run the ball, play good defense, and you talked about taking pressure off whoever's playing quarterback. When the defense struggles like it did and you haven't been able to establish the run in 2 to 3 games, does that make you reconsider the plan, or what do you have to do to get that plan back on track?
No, we're capable of executing that plan, and I think that's we're not going to deviate from it or panic from it. We need to play better. We need to execute. And if you want to look at the biggest reasons why we've lost 2 of 3 games, it's exactly what you said, because we didn't run the ball well enough, and we didn't defend the run well enough. Well, I think the biggest thing has been the missed tackles. I think we took a long, hard look at some of the stuff that we were doing from a schematic standpoint, but it's been a lot of different things. But I would say the tackling has been the most troubling. There's been some technical issues, how we're playing double teams and some of the guys on the edge losing the edge. But it's been a mixture, and it's been the most disappointing aspect of our defense this year. You know, something that we weren't very good at last year, and not much has changed. And with all the emphasis that was put on it, that's an obvious source of frustration.
Do you think you'll want to get more involved and jump over to the defensive side of the ball a little bit and kind of help out more there?
I stay involved with the D. It hasn't been a wholesale complete shift, and those guys are very open lines of communication with Jim and the rest of the guys on that staff.
Is there any chance of making any personnel moves on defense, guys who can tackle?
I think we're all capable of tackling. It's just something we need to emphasize, and we need to do it better. We'll have to shuffle a little bit this year or this week or for the coming weeks if Craig's going to be out an extended period of time. You might see Tank get a few more reps defensively outside of his normal special teams workload.
How do you evaluate your pass rush and get after the quarterback in the Jets game, and then yesterday just did seem like there was a lot of drops in the pocket hit the quarterback and whatnot. How would you assess what you saw on film?
Some of it was the how quickly the ball was getting out, that there weren't as many true opportunities to get to the passer. I thought they did a pretty good job of on some of the 50-50 downs where we were maybe more thinking run, and they were throwing the ball then. I thought individual effort wise, I thought Armani did some good things. You know, Paul's yet to, I think, find his groove rushing the passer this year. We do need better push up the middle, but I think it just hasn't been consistent enough. But again, I thought yesterday they had a good plan. Picking up some of the pressure, blocking our 4-man front, where some of the stuff we were successful with last week was not there yesterday. How's he playing? I think he'd be the first to tell you that it's he's been inconsistent. That there's been some plays for him to make that he hasn't made. I mean, he's done some good things for us, and he's left some plays out there.
Like on the muff punt, on the roughing the punter. With Travis is having such a strong start to the year, why go after the punt when that could happen?
It was a situation we chose to be aggressive, and it backfired. We gave a look that we had constantly just been in return mode and just wanted to change it up and see if we could hit him with the block. And like I said, we chose to be aggressive and didn't work out.
How does that work? Does Chris Tabor say, "Hey, I think we could do this," and you
we talk about it going into it, what's the plan for the game, and then in game we'll talk about whether it's, you know, which way we're going to return it. We're, you know, just I'm in the loop. I mean, I have a, there's a third channel on the headset if I'm not standing next to him that I can at least listen in.
During a season, the nature of the way practices are set up?
Yeah, drastic is a strong word, but we need to improve. We're capable of tackling. It's not like we have to teach our guys to do it. You know, there's a lot of finer points involved with it. We need to do it better. No, I wouldn't use that as an excuse.
Anything else? Mike, did you say is there a frustration level with the draft process and the fact that when you look at what Oakland did with Derek Carr and Khalil Mack and their guys were made impact players in yesterday's game, and your two first round picks from a year ago didn't even play? Is that disconcerting to you all?
No, that doesn't even enter into our thought process. We have our guys that are Cleveland Browns on our roster. We coach them up hard and go out to, you know, build a plan, go out and win a game. You don't get into the what ifs. You know, I know the end of the movie now. Now I can go back and second guess things. That's not how we work.
Was there anything McCown did in the game that caused the coaches to reconsider the conversation about Manziel?
No.
Will you get Desmond Bryant or Scott Solomon back this week?
They're both close. Probably Dez is would be a better chance of going this week than Scott. And Turbin is also progressing too. He'll be on the horizon, probably not this week, but potentially down, you know, the next two or three getting him back. So, you know, I would think Dez would probably have the best chance of those three to go this week.
Obviously, two guys that could have been drafted here had a huge impact on the game yesterday. Do you understand their?
Sure, I understand it, but I'll apply to myself what we preach to our players: control the controllables. To me, it's as simple as that.